The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Edgar Chagwalungu to be buried in Zambia. President Hakainde Hichilema calls for unity and respect following by-election victories. In international news, Maurice Kamto denounces 2025 presidential election exclusion as political plot. And in sports news, Livingstone Pirates Football Club members demand for AGM.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanje Mulenga. A full bench of the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria has delivered its long-awaited judgment on the Zambian government's application to repatriate the body of President Lungu for a state funeral and burial in Zambia. The court has therefore ruled that former late head of state should be buried in Zambia, siding with the Zambian government in a legal dispute over the late leader's final resting place. The government had filed a case against the Lungu family, including former First Lady Esther Lungu, seeking to repatriate Mr. Lungu's body for burial at Embassy Park, contrary to the family's expressed wishes. The ruling sets precedence in a case that has so far tested legal boundaries and diplomatic sensitivity. In a separate development, the United Party for National Development has scooped all the by-elections held yesterday. The ruling party scooped the Mfue parliamentary seat and two ward by-elections in Inchelenge and Mpongwe. President Hakainde Hichilema has since called for unity and respect following victories. Expressing his satisfaction, the head of state has commended the growing political tolerance among parties, noting that the elections were free from violence. He reiterated that political competition must focus on the exchange of ideas dedicated to public service rather than personal or partisan hostility. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has thanked all participating political parties for embodying the true spirit of democracy and fraternal brotherhood during the electoral process, adding that this spirit should be nurtured and spread across the country. In another development, police in Livingstone have launched a manhunt for a council employee accused of stealing over 300,000 kwacha public funds. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Oxane Shaw Daka says the suspect, Sydney Siluimba, an assistant accountant at the Livingstone City Council, is alleged to have diverted 316,000 kwacha of Constituency Development Fund meant for local cooperatives into personal and third-party accounts. Mr. Daka added that the theft took place between January 2024 and June 2025 within the Civic Centre premises. The scam came to light after the council's finance director, Martin Chipamfwa, reported the matter to police on 6 June 2025. Investigations have so far uncovered three bank accounts linked to accused and a close relative. Mr. Daka also stated that another council official, 33-year-old internal auditor Ernest Zembo, has been arrested to assist with the investigation. He further said that Siluimba has since gone into hiding, abandoning his duties. In a separate development, the Poultry Association of Zambia, PSZ, has disclosed that the association has, in the first half of this year, maintained the export market for poultry product, despite it being relatively small compared to the domestic market. The association has, however, observed that the continued appreciation of the kwacha against the United States dollar negatively affecting the export market for some poultry products, especially the eggs. Association Executive Director Dominic Chanda says the depreciation of the dollar has triggered egg traders to shun the foreign market in preference for local market as prices of the poultry products have notably improved. Mr. Chanda further stresses that the continued trend might also collapse the domestic market in terms of prices, warning that 30% of eggs targeted for foreign market is floated on the local market.
In addition to that, this first quarter, if you compare to last year and the other year, we had unprecedented floods on the market, and this pushed the small farmers out of production. And this also has a backward effect in the sense that most of farmers moved out of production. Their demand for their chips has slumped, and hatchery started now drowning the chips. So it has been a challenge, but we have survived it. Consumer purchasing power also was one of the factors that affected, I think, the first quarter. And as I indicated, power issues had an effect on the consumers also who could not buy bulk as they used to in the past. They could only buy chicken as and when they want to eat on that particular day. And that also had a backward effect on the part of the farmer that are now forced to keep chicken much longer than necessary if you compare the first year to last year.
In another development, an NGO has introduced an ambitious initiative to address salty water challenges in parts of Western Province, aiming to improve access to water, sanitation and hygiene, wash services in rural areas. Empowered Communities Helping Others, EECO Executive Director Mobiana Muyangwa has called for a shift towards nature-based solutions in Sankolonga Ward, Mwandi District. With experience in the water sector, Mr. Muyangwa highlights the persistent struggles rural communities face due to misaligned water interventions. He notes that for years, boreholes drilled in Sankolonga Ward struck saline water at shallow depths, rendering them unusable. Mr. Muyangwa explains that despite repeated investments, these efforts often ended in abandoned wells, prompting a reassessment of strategies. During a visit to the area, Mr. Muyangwa observed that locals had long relied on hand-dug shallow wells, which tapped into fresh water above the saline layer. He noted, however, that these wells were prone to collapse and contamination, presenting risks despite their practicality. He argued that with proper improvements, such lining wells with local materials and implementing protective measures, these community-driven solutions could be both sustainable and scalable. Mr. Muyangwa proposed a nature-based approach, including managed aquifer recharge to replenish groundwater, vegetative buffer strips to prevent erosion, and rainfall harvesting to supplement the supply.
Nature-based solutions. And the proposal is in four ways that we want to undertake. One is, can we now improve the shallow wells that they are using by lining them so that they are protected, and then we can equip them either with the solar pumps, depending on the use, or hand pumps. Secondly, is how do we then trap the flood waters so that over the years, then we don't lose that water through runoff and then the wells become dry. It's by doing what we call managed aquifer recharge, where you just dig in the earth, trap the flood water, and maybe 2-3 rain seasons down the line, you'll actually see that these wells stop flooding. The other combination to that is, we do rainwater harvesting, so that there is now a combination of the shallow wells and the rainwater harvesting, even as we are allowing the water table to raise up.
In another development, Ndola-based coal processing company has urged members of the public to use coal as an alternative source of energy, stating that the shift could mitigate the high levels of deforestation across the country. Ndola Coal Processing Company laboratory technician Mele Kichikunka says domestic coal can be a good replacement for charcoal as it is viable and sustainable. Mr. Chinkunka adds that embracing the use of domestic coal has the potential to reduce the cutting down of trees meant for firewood and charcoal purposes. He has, however, noted that excessive deforestation has negatively impacted the environment, hence underscoring the urgent need for use of domestic, further stating that the shift has the potential to significantly reverse the damage caused by deforestation. Meanwhile, he has assured that coal is more beneficial than charcoal as it burns longer compared to the latter. In international news, Maurice Kamto, leader of the Cameroon Renaissance Movement, MRC, has sharply criticized the country's ruling party and its institutions after being excluded from the upcoming 2025 presidential election. In a fiery speech, Kamto denounced what he called a long-planned move by the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement.